This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today the study which we began last time of the general topic, The Religion of Christ is Narrow. Now, of course, by this title, we do not mean to say that the religion of Christ is narrow-minded. There is a great deal of difference between being narrow-minded and a way of religion being narrow. To be narrow-minded is to simply refuse to look at the evidence, is to refuse to draw the conclusion which the evidence warrants. But to be narrow is to say that truth is truth, that truth is objective, that it is not changed by what anyone thinks about it. The truth of Jesus Christ is not changed by any interpretation that I may make of it or that you or anyone else may make of it. The truth of Christ teaches just what it teaches without regard to the conclusions of anyone. And just so it is that I emphasize that the religion of Christ is narrow, but it is not narrow-minded. And I read again the passage which we used as a basis for our study last time, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, but this time I want to read on down into verse 21 through 23. Enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. For narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it. So read verses 13 and 14. Now beginning with verse 21. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name, and by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now let us note that the religion of Christ is narrow, in the sense that it excludes all who do not obey the gospel plan of salvation. Now, I'm perfectly aware of the fact that many sincere and honest people have concluded that it really doesn't matter what one does, just so long as he is sincere and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, then he will be saved, he will be born again. But I want to point out that such an idea did not come from the Scriptures. Turn in your Bible and read with me these various passages as I refer to them, and see for yourself that the religion of Christ is narrow, in the sense that the Bible excludes all who do not obey the gospel plan of salvation. First of all, we note, according to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it excludes all who do not believe in God. For without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. It doesn't matter how sincere you are, if you do not believe in God, you are excluded from the salvation which is offered to man by God through Jesus Christ. Further, the gospel plan of salvation excludes all who do not believe in Jesus Christ. We find in John chapter 8 and verse 24, these words of Jesus are recorded. Except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. You see, Jesus makes clear it doesn't matter how sincere you are, it doesn't matter how zealous you are in what you're doing, if you do not accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God, then you will die in your sins, and to die in your sins is to be lost. Further, we find, again in the words of Jesus, as recorded in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, that those who do not believe the gospel will be lost. Jesus said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now note he makes clear that those who do not believe the gospel will be damned. Sincerity, zeal, do not constitute any sort of substitute for the fact that one must believe the gospel. And so you can see that Jesus taught that it is only those who do his will, those who obey the plan of salvation in the Bible, who will be saved.